Welcome back to the Classical Jukebox. I'm Daniel Vnukovsky, and we have a very special guest in our studio today who drove all the way from Parry Sound to join us. We have a special project, a top secret project. I've told you for months now we have a top secret project for our Collingwood Music Festival, and now is the time to unveil that curtain. Alan Steen is a remarkable artist who draws on charcoal drawings and paintings, and he recently came across a treasure trove of postcards that were hiding away for far too long. And the goal of our project at the Collingwood Music Festival and the Festival of the Sound in Parry Sound is to animate the incredible lives, the heartwarming messages that have been found in these postcards. So here to tell us a little bit more about the project is Alan Steen. Welcome to our show.
Hi, Daniel. Thank you. Thank you.
Terrific to have
you. Glad to be here.
A big drive today?
Very nice drive down from our cottage, just north of Parry Sound. So yeah, beautiful.
Lovely. A beautiful place in the world.
Yes.
And you've been involved with the Festival of the Sound for
quite
a while.
Yeah. When we moved up to Parry Sound in 1988, and it was only a year or two after that that I became on the board, or I joined the board. And over the years, I've done a number of programs with Jim Campbell there.
Yes.
Where I've created artwork to go with a music program, and the artwork is projected during live performance.
Terrific. Well, long relationship with a very established festival. And we are super excited because we have a cast that we're bringing for your project. And it features myself on piano, James Campbell on clarinet, Moshe Hammers joining us on violin, and Andrea Ludwig, mezzo-soprano. We also have a Yiddish narrator joining us, Jacqueline Grossman. So, Alan, tell us a little bit about when you came across these postcards, how it happened, your initial reaction.
Okay, I guess I could start this way by saying we knew there was a family photo album, and I'd often seen old photographs. Many of them, we were told, my mother could tell me who they were. Some people, we didn't know who they were. But at one point, more than a year and a half ago, I started taking some of the pictures out of the photo album, one of those black photo albums, and realized that on the back of some of the photographs, they weren't just photographs, they were actually postcards. And there was writing on the back and dates and locations. And so I discovered that some of the early postcards were in Russian, in Cyrillic, and they were from the time period around 1914 through to 1916.
Russian Revolution.
During the Russian Revolution.
Yeah. Well, tell us a little bit about the process itself.
So the Russian ones, we were lucky to find a recent Ukrainian immigrant to Canada from the war with Russia and was working in a restaurant. And so we sat down, and over 2 days, he was able, because he had learned Russian, of course, he was able to translate them. His English was quite good, really. And it was a fun process to watch him try to figure out how to get the phrasing right, what the phrases meant when he took it from this old style Russian writing through to his understanding of English, you know, through this Ukrainian. So we got all those translated. The second set of postcards were written in the 40s, and they were written to my grandfather from his family, and they were written in Yiddish, and they were coming from and to the family in Poland in the town of city of Lodz, or Łódź, and which is where his family was from. He came also to Canada, but he came, his sisters were here, an older sister was here already in Toronto and brought him over as a 16-year-old.
Well, there's something permanent about seeing that handwriting. There's so much character reflected in handwriting.
There was a lot of character in that. And what was great was that there was dates. So we could actually, there was date stamps. And I was able to put a narrative together. And so that was when I started thinking about what to do with all this as an artist. My first thoughts were, what could I do with this? And I had spoken with a couple of curators, and I understood that creating a storyline that I could create where I could imagine, I could take the facts we had, the few stories we had, the facts in the postcards, and I could imagine what a storyline around my grandparents' life would be. So
and
I created,
obviously this is very deeply personal to you. This is your genealogy,
it's very personal.
Deep into the family.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not. I wasn't a giant. I wasn't a person that would go through and look at all the facts and try and find every documented detail about where they were and who did this and who did that. And I realized that was going to be a place you could go spend years going down that kind of rabbit hole and maybe never find out the answers to your questions. So I was happy to say I'm not going to know the answers to all my questions, but I can imagine something. And one day I was talking with James Campbell in Parry Sound, and I mentioned that I was doing this, and I'd found the person who could do the Russian translation. And he said, oh, this sounds like this could be one of our projects where we could put music to this.
Beautiful. And it was my job to put the music together and bring this story to life. And we have some Kurt Weill we're opening up the show with. And you've conveniently subdivided the project into three parts, which made my job easier. The past, and then there was the lost war, and part three, love, survival, hope. So the past, we've been talking about the past. Tell us a little bit about the lost war, why you chose those two words.
Okay. Yeah, so I started, I started with the past and their sort of youth and innocence. I moved to the period of the time during the war when a lot of things were lost, and that's how I kind of thought about those two words. My grandfather's older brother and the rest of his family didn't immigrate before the Second World War, and so as a result, the rest of the family that didn't come to Canada or to the United States were killed during the Holocaust, either in the Lodz ghetto or around that time. We've never yet been able to find out the exact details. But his brother, his family, the children of his brother, older brother and younger brother, there was always a question. And so that was a haunting part for me, was that my grandfather never knew what happened to his brother. There was letters written, and there was some letters that came back talking about how difficult times were for them, but that was as much as they said. And so in that part, I decided that, you know, we could have some dark scenes in the artwork that I created. We could also have some dark images in photographs, and we could have some dark music. And that's when I turned to you for some of that. So, yeah.
Well, and then getting out of the darkness, part three, we have the beautiful Chrysler, Slavonic Fantasy, and some more cheery works. Mendelssohn, tell us a little bit about how we can round off this this enormous
so
work.
So my idea was that, you know, we would end with love.
Yes.
And so my grandparents, they did meet. We found their marriage records in New York City in the on the microfiche in City Hall in New York City. So they met and got married in New York City. There was, as I said earlier, there was love poetry. They met and they had one, in the end, they had one child that was my mother. And so I wanted to end on that note rather than on a darker note with the fact that obviously they lived, they met, they got married, they fell in love, they had a child, you know, my mother had her children. And so we carry on. And for me, it was at the end, it was also for me looking back at that story and what they went through in their lives, and wondering, there's all those questions still that I don't know the answer to, but...
Join us on the incredible journey through the story that these postcards have revealed to us. And we have quite a lot of repertoire to go through, a beautiful Yiddish song, a lullaby, there's some Cyril Irving Glick, beautiful set of children's poems also being set to music with music by Laurie Lateman. So join us on Tuesday, July 9th. Join Alan Steen. You'll get to see his artwork being projected live as we perform these beautiful music gems and animate this incredible narrative. So that you can get the details at collingwoodfestival.com. And we'll follow that with another concert later in July at the Festival of the Sound. So you can look up both of our websites to get more information on when you can visit and see these shows live. Thank you, Alan. Thank you for joining us here.
Thank you so much.
And for giving us a little teaser
okay.
on what to expect. And we hope to see you at the concert.
Yes,
and
I'll
now,
be here.
A little Mendelssohn on Wings of Song.